Now, I want to ask you to read along with me here in 2 Kings chapter 5. I want to talk to you this morning about this subject. He went down. Some of you sitting here, many of you sitting here, have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the chief reason we'll look at in this text this morning is you haven't gone down. You haven't gone down. Pride and self-righteousness will keep us from trusting Christ unless God work in our hearts and bring us down. Bring us down. We always have to be brought down. And this is so you and I here who profess to believe on the Lord and to trust Him, we need to ever be brought down. This sin and this pride and this haughtiness is with us continually, and we need to constantly be brought down. 2 Kings 5, verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. He was a very honored man, and he was a very upright man. He was a man that was honored by the king. He was captain of the host, honored by the king of Syria. And he was a mighty man in valor. He was the kind of man us men like. He was a mighty man of valor. But he was this with his master. And yet, for all this that he was given, and all this praise and honor that was given to him, it was the Lord who, by him, gave deliverance to Syria. Did you see that? Because by him, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. Nobody was acknowledging the Lord in this, not Naaman and not his master, but it was the Lord who had done it. You and I don't have anything we didn't receive. We don't have anything that's not given. We don't have anything we can boast of. If we have some kind of honor, we have something about us that other men may look upon and think that's honorable. But there was a problem with him. He was a leper. Leprosy represents sin. Leprosy is caused by sin. It's a disease, but leprosy throughout the scripture is a picture of sin. Awful, awful disease. Horrible disease. The scripture says of every child born in Adam that from the top of the head to the sole of the foot, they're just wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. That's the description of a leper. That's the description of you. That's the description of me. A leper. Sinner. Putrefying sores. They've not been bound up. They've not been mollified with ointment. There's nothing that has stopped this awful, awful disease within us. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? It's what can anybody do that? Bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing. That was what the leper was to cry out when he was walking amongst the people, was unclean, unclean. That's what Naaman's problem was. He was unclean. unclean. That's what the sinner's problem is. Unclean. Unclean. Verse 2. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. This is a little thing. A small thing that nobody noticed, nobody thought anything about. But this is sovereign fetching grace is what this is. If God is pleased to call you, he's going to send somebody that's going to tell you the gospel, or they're going to direct you to somebody that's going to tell you the gospel, that's going to declare the truth to you. Here was a little maid from Israel taken captive, taken as a slave and carried back to Syria. But she's carried right to this house of Naaman. It's not by accident. This is God bringing her right there. The Lord bringing her right there. Because Naaman was there. And this maid was waiting on Naaman's wife. She served Naaman's wife. You know what the Lord said about this? Look over at Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 27. There were many lepers in Israel. Many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias. This is Elias, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed. None of those in Israel was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. The Lord is going to save by grace. That's grace. That's the Lord choosing by his grace to save, to call, to fetch out, to draw out, to bring out the child that he set his affection on from everlasting. This is God's work, and He worked all of this about to bring this little maid to Naaman's house. And what does she tell him? Verse 3. 2 Kings 5, verse 3. And she said unto her mistress. You picture going about cleaning the house or whatever she's doing. And she says to her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that's in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And we know that the only one that can heal of sin is Christ. That's the only one that can. He is the prophet. And he's got a man here who's going to tell Naaman, going to declare the gospel to Naaman. The Lord, there was a leper who came to him one time beseeching him. And the scripture says, he came beseeching him, and he kneeled down to him. This is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to come down. We're going to have to kneel down. And he asked him, and he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. That's how we're going to have to come. Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Down, down, down. All right, let's see what happens. 2 Kings 5, 4. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go to, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter, this is what the letter said, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive? To make this man this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? This king knew he couldn't do that. Wherefore, consider, I pray you, see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. He's coming to, this trouble's brewing here. This man obviously wants some trouble. No, this king knew he couldn't heal anybody of leprosy. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Now here's Naaman, full of pride. He's got his horses, he's got his chariot, he's got all these valuable gifts that's come. He's coming to purchase. This physician we're talking about, he won't take your money. You can't purchase this healing. He is the healing, and it can't be purchased. He's the purchase. He's the redemption. He's the purchaser, and he's the one who is the balm. He's the cure. And you can't come with money. You can't come with any kind of price. You can't barter with God. You can't barter with the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. You got nothing to offer him. You are a stinking, putrefying leper. That's what I am. That's what you are. This is what every child of God's grace is whom God chooses to save. He's a stinking leper. And he can't bring anything to God. He's got nothing to bring him. So Naaman's standing at the door. You know, Christ is the door. We can't stand at the door. Enter in at the door. Go in the door. Verse 10, And Elisha sent messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. He wasn't speculating on this. He didn't say it might be the case. He said, Do this. And your flesh shall be clean. You'll be clean. And here's what he's telling him. Here's what he's telling him. You're going to have to be stripped of all your honorable garments, of everything that you, all of your pomp and all of your garments that you think make you somebody. He's saying, Naaman, you got to take all those off. They got to be laid completely aside. And that's so with me and you. All, any righteousness, any goodness, any will, anything that we think that we have, it deserves for God now to do something for us. Naaman thought, I've come this far. Now he ought to come out here and meet me. And he sent a messenger out there to him. And he said, You got to be stripped of everything. And he says, and you got to wash in the Jordan 7 times. There was nothing about the Jordan River in and of itself that was healing. The Lord's showing us a picture of Christ the Lord here. 7 times, perfection. Christ the Lord is the one who is the perfection. He is the perfect man. He's God, he's man. He's the perfect servant of God, whom God accepts and receives and is well pleased with. And if we're going to come, we got to come washed in his blood. What can, nothing but the blood. Listen, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I seek. You need pardon. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this is my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. This is all my righteousness. nothing but the blood of Jesus. And that's what he, go wash. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. Just keep telling us this over and over and over. Why do you just keep telling us this? Because I pray God send forth the spirit of his grace into your heart and say, and make you hear it for the first time. Make you hear it. Wash. And he said, and you'll be clean. Robed in righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, you'll be clean. Verse 11. Now that seems just easy, doesn't it? Verse 11, but Naaman was wroth. This angered him greatly. And he went away. He left. He went away. And he said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me. After all, I'm somebody. That's what he's thinking. I'm somebody. We wear somebody on our sleeve, don't we? Come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. He don't even own him. He doesn't own himself as being the leper. He speaks as if he's not really sick. Cleanse the leper. There would have been no humility in that. There would have been no coming down in that. There would have been no stripping in that. That would have been a fair bargain in Naaman's mind. I've come here, I brought all this substance, I brought all this stuff. He comes out to me, puts his hand on the place, calls on his God, and I'm healed. God's going to demand we part with everything. And he's going to demand that we be brought to nothingness. He said this too, verse 12. He said, are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus? Aren't they better than all the waters of Israel, than any river in Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? A river of his own country, a river of his own people, a river of his own place. That'd be fine, but not this river. Not this river. And so he turned and went his way, went away in a rage. Somebody said this. Total depravity offends man's dignity. Divine revelation offends man's wisdom. And the blood of the cross offends man's pride. We're going to have to be offended. We're going to have to be broken. Broken. Verse 13. Now listen to how his servants reasoned with him. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? Let me be set on fire and walk through crushed glass and be doused in rubbing alcohol. Anything, but not go do nothing. Not entrust my soul into the hands of another. You see, it's by faith that it might be by grace. If you do anything, and man's willing to do anything, any great work, if he would have said do any great work, would you not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be clean. Verse 14, are you a sinner? What's it gonna, what's God gonna bring you to do? What must I do to be saved? Look at the next verse. Then went he down. Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. You see, when he was angry and walking around with his chest poked out and thinking about how I thought it would be, he didn't change the truth of God. He didn't hurt anybody but himself. He was just a leper. And he could get mad all he wanted to get mad. And he could get angry all he wanted to get angry. He could be offended all he wanted to be offended. He's still a leper. But then he went down. What's it going to take? He went down. Look over at Matthew chapter 9 and we'll be done. Matthew chapter 9. You know, the Lord was walking through a crowd of people one day, and Zacchaeus, he was short of stature, and he wanted to see Christ, and so he climbed up in a tree. He climbed up, and the Lord came to him, and the Lord said, "Come down." We're not going to be able to climb up to see Christ. We're going to have Christ say, "Come down." And through this word, he'll say it, "Come down." And when he says it, then he came down. You'll come down. I'll come down. Matthew 9:10. Here's what the Lord said. Came to pass, Jesus sat at meat in the house. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw, they said unto his disciples, "Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?" But when Jesus heard, he said unto them, "They that be whole, they need not a physician." When Naaman was angry, walking around in his pride, do you think he knew he was a leper? You know you're a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. When we're rebelling against God, and believers, you and I, we're rebelling against God, we know it. We know it. We know it. But they that are whole, why, they think they're whole. They don't need a physician. But they that are sick, sick. Those folks came to him and they said, "Why in the world don't you just wash and be clean? Are you sick?" This is what the Lord said. Go and learn what that meaneth. Okay, verse 3. Go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy. I will have mercy. And Naaman said, "I thought." The Lord said, "My thoughts aren't your thoughts. Return unto me. Come unto me. Come down asking mercy. And I will abundantly pardon. I'll have mercy, but not sacrifice." You're not going to not going to bring anything to him. For I'm not come to call the righteous. If we try to come with something, we're trying to come in our own righteousness. And he said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners, sinners to repentance. You know what repentance is? It's turning from everything. It's completely, that's what happened to Naaman. Then he went down. He had a complete radical change of direction. And he went down. From up to down. That's what we got to do. Repentance is being brought the opposite direction that we think we ought to go. We got to be brought into Christ the way, out of our way, out of the falsehood and lies of our deceitful, deceivable heart. You hear his voice saying this? If you come down and wash, how do I wash in the blood of Christ? Believe on him. Is there something I do? Yeah. Nothing. Believe on him. It's the opposite of work. It's believe on him. How will I know? You won't be able to do anything else. And he publicly manifest, he believed the word spoken. He went and washed. That's a picture. There's a picture of what baptism is, a water baptism, a picture that you've been washed in the blood, been plunged into a grave and dead. You're dead. Everything about you, you're saying, is worthless, putrefying, stinking, and all my hope is that when Christ was raised, I was raised. When he sat down, I sat down, and I'm accepted of God in the Beloved. That's my hope. So, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be clean. That seems like... Come now, let us reason together, he said. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. If you be willing and obedient, why don't you come? Not willing, not obedient. Obedient and willing to do what? To trust the obedience and willingness of another, Christ the Lord. I pray he'll do that for us.